From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. The University of Missouri chapter of the Farmhouse Fraternity has been shut down over issues of hazing and alcohol. KBIA's Beatrice Costa-Lima has more.
Farmhouse International Fraternity CEO Christian Wiggins said in an email that the organization's decision to close the chapter was based on findings of an investigation it conducted with the university. MU and Farmhouse International Fraternity officials said in a joint statement today that because the chapter is not affiliated with the university, the investigation was turned over to the Columbia Police Department. MU spokeswoman Liz McCune said the university has no additional information regarding the closure. Greek life across the country has faced disciplinary issues in the last few years, including at MU, where several fraternities temporarily or permanently closed. Wiggins said Farmhouse plans to return to MU in 2020. Beatrice Costa-Lima, KBIA News.
The Columbia City Council moved forward with constructing a sports field house at Phillips Park after a public hearing Monday night. According to the Columbia Missourian, council members voted unanimously to move ahead with the construction of the Phillips Park field house, but said they want to continue conversations with the county about potentially redeveloping the former Boone County Fairground as a sports park. Mayor Brian Treese said, quote, "We have delayed this already by at least 90 days, and I want to make sure that we stay on track." Treese added that the council has already made several votes to proceed with this plan. Plans for the first phase of construction include four hardwood courts, office space, restroom facilities, multipurpose rooms, and a concession area. Attorneys for Governor Eric Greitens are again asking a St. Louis judge to throw out the felony charge against their client. As St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports, they say prosecutors gave the grand jurors who indicted the governor incorrect information about the law.
Missouri law outlines five things needed for a felony invasion of privacy charge. There has to be a nude or semi-nude photo taken of a person without their consent in a place where they have a reasonable expectation of privacy, and it has to be transmitted in a way that it could be accessed by a computer. Attorneys for Greitens argue in a motion filed late Monday that the circuit attorney presenting the case, quote, flagrantly misled the grand jury about what the law requires. They say proper instructions would have shown prosecutors didn't have enough evidence to even charge the governor with a crime, let alone prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. The circuit attorney's office calls the accusations without merit, but admit they do not yet have the photo in question. Greitens is accused of taking a semi-nude photo of his then-mistress back in 2015. He has pleaded not guilty. I'm Rachel Lippman.
A Columbia Catholic school will expand to accommodate its students. In addition to Our Lady of Lourdes Interparish Catholic School was approved Saturday. According to the Columbia Missourian, the addition will allow approximately 200 students who have been learning in trailers or rectory basement classrooms to move to the main school building. Chris Cordes, the pastor of Our Lady of Lourdes, said the plan is to break ground and start construction this spring and move into the addition in time for the beginning of the 2019 to 2020 school year. Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.